Whatever you write on the heart of a child, no water can wash away. The sand may be shifted when billows are wild and the efforts of time may decay. Some stories may perish, some songs be forgot, but this graven record, time changes it not. Whatever you write on the heart of a child, a story of gladness or care, that heaven has blessed or earth has defiled, will linger unchangeably there. You know, godly parents can structure a child's way of living so that what is written in his heart will forever be an asset to him. What have we been writing on our children's hearts? What is graven indelibly there? You know, it's almost impossible to have too many ideas on bringing up children, and I've been praying that you would give examples from your life in the lessons each week. And so I'd like to just share a few more projects with you and some goals for your consideration. The little poem says you can write anything of great value on the heart of our children, and before we can do that, before we can write something of great value on their hearts, we need to have in mind what we're doing. We need to have some goals in mind. Let me give you just two or three suggestions for some goals. First of all, be certain that there are no walls between you and your child through wounding their spirit. Ask God to show you if you have wounded the spirit of your child. And then next, teach them who Christ is, why he came, and his way of life. And then also teach them the biblical positive qualities like integrity, honesty, joy, peace, patience, a controlled temper. You know, these things that the scriptures speak about in a positive way. Teach the content of scripture as an illustration of those qualities. Now, if you're parents of or even a teacher of teenagers, help them to apply to their life circumstances the biblical qualities and these illustrations of them by setting various goals. For instance, have them make a list and set character goals. What goals for character building in their lives? Spiritual goals. Social goals. For instance, these would be goals in their dating life. What goals and rules will they set down? Educational goals. Vocational goals. Where do they want to go in life vocationally? Financial goals. These would be a great help to them if they determine goals early in their life and then begin heading in that direction. A story of security can be written on our children's hearts if we develop an attitude of child acceptance. Assess your attitude toward your children and then take the necessary steps to show your approval of them. Well, the first thing you have to do is recognize the fact of rejection. The next step is to identify the underlying cause of rejection. On one hand, list the things you do not like about the child, and on the other hand, list your wrong reactions to those things. For instance, maybe a parent is upset that their child is rude. What is the underlying reason for that? Is it because the parent is upset because it makes them look bad before their friends? Then the basis of being upset is selfishness, and it's not for the child's best interest. Why do we want them to have good grades? Why do we want them to play on the little league team and to do a good job? Or why do we want to change their personalities? Write it all down. Now draw a line through those things that just originate out of selfishness, because the deep motive is just for the parent's benefit and desire and ease. And place a star by the things that are valid, that are right, because the deep intention of your heart is for the benefit of God's honor in their lives and for the child's personal good. Now the third thing to do is to recognize that the child is a person fashioned by God. And then ask God's forgiveness for your selfishness. Thank God for the things that you've resented or that you have desired change that were selfish. And then ask the child's forgiveness. To say to the child, I failed to be to you the mother or the father that I ought to have been, is not to say that you are a failure. And then finally, verbally accept the child and assure him of love. They need to hear it from us verbally, and they need to feel it from us as we put our arms around them in tenderness. The stories we write on the hearts of our children can give them gladness or anxious care. And this is a tremendous responsibility that we parents have. But praise God, we share it under God. Well, thank you again, teacher, for allowing me to visit with you. I am just so grateful to the Lord for the privilege of these visits with you and for the fact that you have been willing to take the responsibility of teaching this course. May the Lord richly bless you as you labor in His vineyard. Goodbye.